What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi guys, welcome to Only Fans with me, Karen Elizabeth Fian, and our returning guests. How many returning guests do we have? Like two? It's like you and Emma Willman.
Really?
Top two lesbians in the New York comedy scene.
Two of the most alpha dudes, you'll see.
My favorite energies.
And
I love it.
Are you garbage? And then that's it.
Are you garbage? And then that's it. Look at that. That's what I love about that.
Dude, he so reluctantly picked up the microphone and hit the button and then turned it off the moment he stopped speaking so as not to catch a breath on the mic.
How do you treat your producers?
You've really hurt this
man.
How do you
interact with your servants?
Well, she's a woman, so with the utmost respect and compassion.
This climate's got us fucked.
That's right.
You probably
I treat her better than men.
Tell her, like, call her by her first name, like, just, like,
that's right.
Make eye contact.
No.
Okay.
I'm not a, never.
Right, let's not get crazy.
My wife doesn't let me. We have the Pence rule in our house. I have to bring her anytime there's a female. She's in the back with the dog.
Oh, Mike Cannon. So good to see you.
Great to see you.
I feel like comics always do that thing where we're like, super for the pod.
Yes.
But like, you're like one of like the best hangs on the planet.
Right back at you, man.
So it's just like start to finish, like a good time.
Pretty easy. Already smoked a joint. That was very fun.
Hey.
This is your first time in 3 days, so
listen.
You're going to be spiraling. It's going to be the best part of the show.
There's so much in my head I want to tell you and talk to you about.
I'm all ears.
I think that, and then like 10 minutes from now, I'm going to be looking at Pat and the clock, and I'll be like, oh, I ran out of jokes. Like, I'm fucking, I need a nap. I put on a sweatsuit. Shout out to Fitting Room. It's a kettlebell place.
Oh.
I've been about four times. So.
That's cool. And they gave you a free suit? Or
absolutely
you...
not. I paid full price for this. Absolutely not.
And it was black, and I reverse tie-dyed it myself.
Listen, some people clean with bleach, and some people don't.
I feel like you should make Pat wear that clock.
Oh, my God. I know.
That would be better suited.
Oh, we could put it on a hat.
Right? A hat or right across? Yeah,
we'll
just a digital
Pat's
tit strip right across his chest.
Digital tit strip. Yeah. It's just like I was in Houston for 24 hours.
Nice.
Where were you this weekend?
You know what's interesting is my wife's business's Instagram account just got hacked
by a person
in Houston.
The saga. Oh, if I had known who it was, I would have gone to their fucking house.
I didn't know I had boots
up.
On the ground.
I would have fucked them up, man. What the fuck?
Yeah. But you know, it's back now. They're good. They got
my Twitter got hacked when I was traveling, and I do forget which state it was in. I have had about 9 concussions. I'm going to be honest about that.
Is that true?
Yep. A lot of them documented in the New York medical hospitals,
dude,
emergency rooms.
It's going to be a fun 30 for 30 on you when you're all done. And they're like, Karen had football CTE. She's 100 pounds soaking wet.
I feel like I brag about making money, but there's a fucking dark cloud of a hospital bill somewhere that's like 40 grand or something. And it's like this time, it's going to be brutal. Hey, man, like and subscribe.
That's right. Goes straight to her debts.
Speaking of liking and subscribing, I just bought some art recently. This is my new thing. I buy art from male comedians.
Okay.
Because there's one other, Ryan Shaner, owes me fucking art.
I love Ryan.
He's super funny. Yeah. Shout out to Ryan. Shaner, you owe me art. Send me my fucking art. This is my Jamar. Do you love it? Look, the dad and the mom are in the background of the painting. He's the Energizer Bunny.
Right.
It says energize her.
As if to indicate that she is his hoe.
Yeah.
Right.
Get her out there. Charge her up.
Uh-huh. Why is mom and dad in the background, though?
Well, no, I think, this is a...
So just to paint the picture, that interracial dating has been happening for generations in that bunny's family.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stop looking at it. The fact that the bunny has to be, like, on a chair to, like, have sex with her is, like, very hilarious to me. He's, like, elevated.
I do like the body positivity on the girl's on her abdomen, too. Is it?
That's a hot body.
There are elements of it that are hot.
I don't think that's somebody, for a big guy.
No.
Why are you shaking your head? Pat likes it. Pat's a man.
Isn't that fucked up though? Is like sometimes, and I've had good fortune when it comes to women. My wife is very attractive.
Yeah, you got a smoke show wife. You're on a different rating scale.
But it is funny when I like I look at stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, that's not ideal. And then other guys are like, are you kidding? I'd fucking
right.
And I didn't realize. I don't realize that we often just have different experiences.
Yeah,
you know,
it's good.
Yeah, and each person's taste is colored with their own life experience.
I think the incels forget that sometimes, you know. Right. It's like, get out there. There's somebody for you. Some people don't have all their toes. Whatever. You know, there's so many flaws. Like, I mean, some of us are so gross. Sorry.
No,
I just like
cleaned
my apartment. I just was like, how do you live like this?
No, I feel like when you really break it down, all people are pretty gross. Like, I get disgusted by my son sometimes, and that's supposed to be the purest
my
love.
My sister's kid, I'm like, that's your booger. Your baby, your booger.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
So that doesn't bother. Do you know what really fucks me up? I found this out. So I have like I have a nail and a hand thing. Like, for whatever
reason.
Since I was little, I wouldn't let my mom.
Like, mine have like dirt in them sometimes because I play with my dog outside. I'm good, though.
You're good. When my mom had her nails painted when I was a kid, I wouldn't let her touch me. Like, I had to have gotten molested. I don't 100%. Have the memory. Therapy hasn't
it's
gotten
so
me there.
It's so funny you brought this up. I watched this movie called Unspeakable Acts last night about this, like, pedophile from Cuba who had a babysitting place here and a 17-year-old wife.
Is
and
their name Alexis Guerreros?
I'm done.
A pedophile from Cuba. And he's now a soccer podcaster.
Oh, I'm sitting on the art. God damn it. Sorry, Jamart. Jamart. No, his name was Frank.
Frank?
Yeah. And then I looked it up. I'm like, the real, because the movie they made was like made in like the 90s or something. It was like, the acting was so bad. The writing was bad. I'm like, I can't even get into this pedophile movie. Come on. Like,
it takes so little for the pedophile movies to typically get.
Absolutely. Like, you should be able to up the stakes here or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, I looked up the actual story that it was based on PBS, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought PBS was like pretty reliable, like nerdy, like
education stuff.
Like a reliable source.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I guess government funding is at an all-time low.
Okay. 100%.
Is it still owned by the government, or is PBS now owned by HBO?
Public broadcasting system? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But their article seemed pretty straightforward, and their take on it was like, maybe he didn't do it. They're like, the doctors that interviewed these kids used like questionable practices. There's a bug in here. So humiliating.
So wait, they're victim shaming the kids and saying that they made this whole thing up?
He's serving like back-to-back life sentences because a jury convicted him because they actually let little kids testify about their trauma. People were barbaric in the night. Like, we've come a long way.
You know, we should make them testify again. I feel like you only know when it comes from the horse's mouth.
True. And you might discover a star.
That's right. Yeah. Just a 7-year-old that can deliver under pressure. Just being cross-examined to shit. And that kid's like, I won't fold. I'm in Newsies, the musical.
Maybe you could sing what he did to you.
He touched me there and over here.
Where did he touch you? I'm dead. It's not funny, you guys.
But that sounds good.
Yeah. So my thing is.
Yeah. Tomato, tomato. Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know the truth.
I hear you.
You know, so now that I'm stoned, I double don't know.
So what grosses me out about my son, you know.
Thanks for circling
beyond,
it back.
Beyond sorry him being for, wildly unfuckable. But, you know, it's like the kid thing. It's the. Like the dirt under the nails.
Oh yeah,
grosses me out.
To
the,
your
he
core.
Could have, he could have boogers. I could wipe his ass. It's like no big deal. But the dirt under the nails.
Wow.
Have like such a weird effect on me that it just has to all kind of involve that, right? And like long nail. I don't like long French manicures, like fake tips. I was always even.
Do you
in
just
high
see
school,
the bacteria under there?
Maybe. I don't know. I just
you might just see the bacteria.
It's like a white trash awning for your fingers. It doesn't make sense.
I got into long nails with like sparkles and stuff on them during the pandemic because I'm fairly certain I was losing my mind.
Yeah. I bleached my hair a lot.
Yeah. We all went a little cuckoo. Oh, yeah. I went to Long Island to help Mookie Thompson bleach his hair with his mom and his mom's friend. Shout out to Mookie Thompson.
Shout out, Mookie. I love that he needed a third woman's help.
Can you come to Long Island? He tricked me. He was like, you want to go hang by my parents' pool all day? And then I was like, first of all, we don't leave till 2. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I thought we were like hanging out at the pool.
Want to hang by my parents' pool? Get here at 7 p.m.
So fucking, and then I am put to work like a fucking hairstylist. Oh. Anyway.
Did he jump in? Because I used to die when I bleached my hair as a child and I would jump right in the pool. It turned green.
I don't know. Yeah. No, he didn't. Right, I guess not. No, that was a look he was going for. Congratulations to him for that. Dork.
Yeah.
You too. But we all went crazy. I did it too. I did the nail thing. Yeah. I was getting,
did you like sharpen them and shit? Like you had the jewels and the whole thing?
Yeah. They would like put, it was like,
that makes
it would
me
take
sick.
2 hours. It cost $200. It was wild. It was my thing.
$200 to do
with
that?
With tip. When the things that I would get, because I would get like little scenes or they'd be like clouds and they would be this like thick.
Yeah.
Anyway, waste of time, waste of money to be on, especially now because like, I mean, I have fucking calluses. Like I like lifting kettlebells.
But that is like, that is the height of human decadence.
Yes, it is. It's like boredom and you have too much money on your hands.
Erasable art on your most extreme part of your body that will get filthy.
Do you think it's hot? Like, because like women, like I understand investing in yourself to attract the opposite sex. It's just, it's coming with the fucking territory. Sure. You know what I mean? Whatever, I get it. But then there's certain things I'm like, does this turn guys on? Like, does this make you want to fuck me? Because I have like a circus scene on my fingers.
I'm a special case, so I'm an absolutely 100% no.
All right.
Like, if anything, that actually deters me a little bit. But I don't know, Patty.
Nothing
what
long.
Do you think?
No, nothing.
Sorry?
Long. Nothing. No long fingernails.
Mm.
Nothing that can scratch me.
But
if it's
you
like,
you like a Starry Night Pollock painting on her thumb.
Yeah.
A French tip is class. It's really
you
nice.
Like that.
Yeah.
You like a French tip.
Yeah, you like just a skanky girl on a Jersey Shore boardwalk.
I need a pedicure so bad, you guys.
You like it to look like there's a little bit of jizz dripping off the very tip of her nail. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yuck. Good for you. Good for you, Pat.
After
we
all
don't
these
kink
years,
shame here.
After all these years, are you still grossed out by cum?
Oh no, I've never been grossed out by cum.
Never in your life.
I love cum. I'm always like, woohoo!
I love cum.
That's the touchdown.
It's like wet confetti.
No, like the cum is like, I don't know, especially for me, like sometimes it's like, oh, thank God the cum's here because I'm like not having fun anymore.
Oh, yeah. So it's actually like a labor.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But it's like, woohoo. But sometimes it's an achievement. Sometimes like now, like, I mean, I've been single for a while. Mm-hmm. So my encounters are.
What is quote unquote single? That means you have a regular rotation, if not one or two guys.
Shout out to the JV team.
Shout out. What? Shirts for skins. The JV team is who you bring in. They still have to wear condoms. You're like, all right, guys, you're not fully varsity yet.
You know who you are. Anyway, but what was my point?
You have a JV team. You're grossed out by cum.
Right. Oh, so sometimes, like, I'm having sex, but, like, I'm also, like, not, it sounds so lame, but, like, sometimes I like just getting a guy to cum, like, with a blowjob. And then, like, getting myself to cum how I like to cum. And then, like, obviously, like, they want to have sex with me, too. But
so, question. Okay. Making him come with a blowjob. But then you'll be like, either go play video games or lay there, and
no,
I will handle
like,
myself.
Oh, no, it's more like, go ahead and get in the Uber I ordered you.
So it's actually more of a turn-on for them to leave, and
oh
then
my God,
you
yes,
to be
get
left
out of
alone.
My house. Get out.
With the memory and almost, like, feeling
leave
of them
high.
Still being there.
Leave on a high.
Wow.
We can cuddle for a minute. Like, that's usually for them.
I just love that. It is nice to hear this because this was how men spoke for a long time.
But I had so many boyfriends. I feel like sometimes it's like I almost feel like I'm literally retired from like a career of boyfriends. A career of like long, like committed, like back-to-back boyfriends.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really nice to just like be able to like chill out.
You sound like a 70-year-old woman sipping a dirty martini at a high class bar, just like, I'm just glad that husband number three is dead. Thank God. I just feel like I got it out of my system. I no longer have to do that. I'll fuck around
with
the young
men. That lady sounds like a legend.
Yeah, for sure. You're too young to be retired.
To be retired, I know. Maybe I'll get a boyfriend.
Yeah.
It just
Would you get married?
Oh, probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, I never think about it. I never...
Because married is different than would you be with somebody forever.
Yeah.
Because that's like, who knows? But would you marry someone?
Only if they have like the same amount of money as me or more.
Did you just pick your ear and then eat it directly in front of me?
Probably.
Is that exactly
what just happened?
Actually,
I was trying to bite off this hangnail. Okay. That probably, does that gross you out more?
No, but the thing that grossed me out was this, and then you moved it a few times, and then you just dipped in like it's a fucking chip at a Super Bowl party. It was nuts.
All right, we can play the tape back, but I don't remember. But I know I was trying to eat that hangnail for sure.
Okay.
My ear's hot right here.
You have a hot ear.
Yeah, so I was just like seeing what that was about.
I got you. Probably from, did you run, you said you went running?
Oh no, I took a class this morning, Stacked.
What's that?
Stacked with Natasha. Shout out to Natasha from Equinox. She's a great group fitness teacher.
What's her Instagram?
I don't know. Probably Natasha.
That would actually help her.
I know. Natasha.
Yeah, Natasha Equinox.
And then I walked the shit out of Mabel. We had a good time. Made some new dog friends. We break the rules a lot here.
Do you like doing that? Because one of my least favorite things about being a father is the small talk with other parents and having to coexist, commingle, and just act like you're equally as smitten with their shitty kid as you are about yours. Does that bother you about owning a dog,
yeah,
or do you like it?
Okay, I know you're like saying this, but like some of the kids are cute.
Oh, for sure. Most of the kids are far more tolerable than their parents.
I know.
I found myself being a parent. This is the best part about it for me, is I get to not talk to adults at parties. And then I get to just have fun with my kid. Because anytime I'm at parties with my best friends.
Yeah.
Best friends. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go hang with him.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Bye.
It's way better.
That sounds nice.
See, you forgot my question already.
Wait, what was the question? I'm just thinking about your life. You're like, it's great. I don't have to. I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. I was like, yeah, maybe it'd be great if I like got married and had a kid. Like, but the thing is, like, once your like butthole is like on the internet, it really slims the dating field, you know?
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Well, I think here's what it does. Is I think it brings the problems to the front of the line. that's what it does.
You're going
to
find this shit out in a couple years anyway.
Yeah, that is...
No.
That's.
But it's like funny because like whenever I'm in a relationship, not to be a fucking nerd, but I'm like a Taurus. So like a relationship to me is like a beanbag chair. Like I won't get out of it if I don't have to.
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I just thought of it. What
I also don't see that as a bad. I don't see that as a bad thing. No. I mean, unless it's like that might be your Irish side though, that where you just like can stay in a shit situation when you're just like, yeah, whatever. I'll take a life long beating.
It's like, this person's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, I guess that's what life is.
Me too, a little. Maybe we're soulmates. Like we can rationalize like a lot of stuff, and I like a intense relationship.
Well,
so,
I gathered that by your browser history.
I'm dead. But like, yeah, like an intense, and when you have an intense thing, sometimes they end intense.
Yeah, they often never end amicably.
Sometimes they say like the meanest thing that anybody's ever said to you in your whole life.
Dude, I used to have that. I've had one.
And then you get to say theirs.
Yeah, I had one relationship like that where it was like, it started off nice enough, but then it ended in probably, you know, how every toxic relationship ends with like, I'm like, just the germ of me thinking about doing comedy is out there. And she's like, you'll never be a comedian.
No!
You fucking loser. You always talk about it. You know, and I'm just like, you won't be in advertising, you dumb bitch.
Right.
And she's like, it doesn't hold the same
weight. It doesn't sting the same. It doesn't hurt the same.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, like, obviously, like, this last breakup, like, I got the OnlyFans and, like, things were said.
Oh, no kidding. So you went on OnlyFans. and just went to town?
Well, we had been broken up for a while.
Is this dangerous for me to talk about with you? Because you seem very reluctant to get into it.
Oh, no. It's pretty funny. I talk about it on stage a little bit. His mom found my OnlyFans.
No kidding.
And subbed to it. And like really gave it to him. Like, was like, you can't. He's like, you can't date her. You're like, you don't respect yourself. Like, you don't even know what she's doing. Da, 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 blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that means she like maybe bought some PPVs too. So thanks for supporting.
Right. Because like... I haven't belonged to one. I truly have not belonged to one yet. But because of the confusion.
I don't think you belong to one. Like it's a Knights of Columbus meeting.
Yeah, it is. It's a Little Italy in my hometown. not Little Italy. Knights of Columbus was right.
We all get together and support one chick who has an OnlyFans as a group.
Yo, is that the one with the lion head? Is that Knights of Columbus?
Yeah. My dad used to go to those. Nice. And I was like, what are these?
I used to go to the Knights of Columbus with my friend's parents and the American Legion.
Yep.
The American Legion is a
we
sad Knights of
Columbus.
We would
go when they had like the food and the tins and like whatever it was. Somebody
yeah, Knights was... of Columbus was the Sweet 16 spot. That's where everybody had their Sweet 16. American Legion is where my sad friend's dad would go and like drink 75-cent beers. And just we'd sit there while they played checkers for 4 hours.
My parents always put together block parties and tree toastings, just ways for everybody to get together and get drunk.
That's sweet.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
Yeah, and then once in a while one of the years, like two of the dads would like get too hammered and like be at the kitchen table just speaking nonsense back and forth. But there weren't like really like video cameras, you know what I mean? So like, you just have to describe it.
you just had to experience it, survive it.
And my mom would retell the story to like everybody who came over.
That was so her way of being like, have you seen this video? Yeah.
Sometimes my mom would just make us go sit and hang with these chain-smoking lesbians. Like,
That's not bad.
They had a dog named Wicket who was, like, okay. But, like, Wicket. My mom would just go and, like, chain... Yeah. Like, it was
like
a
through the wickets?
I guess.
Yike.
Yeah, it sucked.
That does suck.
And my
brain just went on a tangent.
Yeah.
When we were talking about just how that... You used to have to memorize stuff or experience something and then retell it. That's storytelling, and that's how human beings used to pass on stories and information and lessons. And now people are literally just showing their phones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is storytelling going to get worse?
Yeah.
Like over the years, you know what I mean? Because of the not need for it. But I guess podcasting and all that shit helps.
Some people need a story to watch. What?
Useless thought.
No. I'm thinking. Some people like are good. Like I like a movie. You know what I mean? Sometimes you need to like exercise your brain and like settle in and like have something hold your attention for more than a scroll or whatever. So you need a story.
Yeah.
Like the thing with stand up is just like everybody keeps posting crowd work clips, but they're not good at crowd work.
Yeah.
Why I just snuck that in.
Yes.
Sorry. What else?
You know, I'm just happy to be here, to be perfectly honest. This area is always such a humbling place to drive through. But, man, is it nice. Good for you.
I gotta move.
You're moving?
I gotta buy a place. I gotta be smarter. I gotta downsize and purchase.
I hear you. So how much would this place be?
But I can't buy this. This is like only...
Oh, you can't at all.
Can't buy it. I don't think. I'm so dumb.
They're like, we gave you an option to buy like 8 years ago and you declined.
Like, don't ask questions. I just kind of float through life like, oh my God, is it Friday yet? Like, I don't know. I have no direction. You know, my calendar kind of just like slowly fills up. Sometimes I feel like I'm not hustling enough.
Well, you hustle as much as you want to because at this point you're living comfortably. And that's That's pretty great. Like, you don't have to take shitty road gigs. You don't have to take other shit.
I do, though. I'll be at the Dojo of the Comedy East. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I'm not kidding.
I've never been there.
Honestly, some of the fucking best shows I've ever done.
Yeah?
Always packed.
It's in Jersey, right?
Yep. Great ribs. It's like an hour and a half away. Great food. Shout out to Mike. I'm fucking around.
That's so funny. Were you signaling something? Oh. Okay.
We're all just gross monkeys here. We're like, Pat's picking his finger. Like, thanks for doing the show, Mike. Oh my God, everybody watch my specials. Like, I'm like full weirdo.
So, okay, so you dated...
What are you working on?
Gramercy Theater, February 25th. Thank you. I'm headlining. Yeah, I'm really pumped for that. Biggest show of my life so far.
That's gonna be awesome.
You know, tickets are moving, so...
February 25th.
February 25th, MikeCannonComedy.com for that. I'm all over the road, but that is the big one that I'm pushing.
Gramercy Theater.
And, yeah, here's the Scenario Podcast with Feeney, Zagalo, and I.
I replay the clip from when I did your guys' podcast. What a psychopath I am. Narcissist psychopath.
Well, because it is the perfect slam,
it's
though.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite, like, podcast clips of all of us because we, like, get the giggles.
It's like watching Brendan get slammed by Karen was like watching a fat rabbit get caught in a snare because it was just unavoidable. And he, like, had a look of, like, but me?
You? Oh, that was really fun. Let me do your podcast again.
Yeah.
I'm not hustling enough.
No, you're in. You could be our fourth mic. Fuck it.
I gotta try to sell tickets. I'm going to the Midwest the end of the March, Pat. Oh,
the end of the March? You'll do great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back Chicago?
I'm going to do, like, Cincinnati and stuff like that. I'll post about it once I figure it out and get all the details. But Midwesterners, look out for moi. That's a whole region. All right. Focus. Focus on the podcast.
So, wait. So, the mom subscribed to your OnlyFans.
Yeah.
She
really
thought...
shit on her son. And listen, the dynamic is his mom, like, bought him an apartment and, like... When that's the dynamic of your mom and your parents, like, you're really not...
You are beholden to their opinion.
Forever. Yeah. So, I mean, not forever, but for as long as that's the dynamic. So, anyway, not just shit talk.
No. I hear you. Yeah, that's tough.
Don't let me shit talk so much, Pat. It's in the past. I wish him the best.
That's not really against him, though. You know? Like, he was the one being raised. That's on the mom for the most part.
I agree with you. It's a
bit of an invasive, odd move to subscribe to your son's... girlfriend's OnlyFans.
I mean, I was an ex at that time. We were broken up.
Even weirder.
Yeah.
If she had just met you and he was like, oh, I'm unsure about her, and he actually, like, confided in her as, like, I really like her, but I don't know if she's, like, you know, of lesser stock. But
I had already, like, been, like, hung out, like, gone to, like, the little trips, like, lots of dinners. We went to an escape room with, like, his extended family. Like, I put in a lot of work into this relationship.
Oh, wow.
I was on my best behavior in public so many times.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And then they...
Small talk.
Then she clicked on the internet and was like...
Yo.
This is that nice lady that helped me out of the foyer.
Yeah,
and that
sometimes people
room.
Just... People think of women as so two-dimensional, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's what's... So... That was kind
Pat,
of my
you
early...
You get me all these plants and then you don't water them. It's like so.
Are you in charge of this apartment?
It's so annoying. Did I just unplug it? Patrick, can you hear me? Have you had these on at all?
This is every episode, right? It's not just the ones I do? Okay. I would fucking pay $1 million to have you have an emotional meltdown right now and actually start, like, lacing up your couch while scream crying. I would just... Like, look so
how,
happy.
Like, good this, like, it's like a good, like, if you're really mad. Like, not if you were, like, you could, like, a man.
It feels very basketball-y.
A man could do damage.
Right?
But it even has, like. It's good for my, like, dumb little shoulders. Like, it looks, like, comical.
Dude, this is a basketball. This couch is a basketball couch. It's not made of anything else. Yeah, it's 100% a Spalding couch.
She shoots, she scores. Yeah, that's why I get so much pussy on it. Cause I'm fucking NBA.
That's right, you're NBA.
Crushing. Hey, but shout out to the WNBA. And also, I follow a college basketball team.
Which one?
These, like, Kavanaugh sisters are on it. I think they're in Florida.
Yeah, the Michigan chicks.
Oh,
the blonde girls.
Yes.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. They popped up on my Explorer enough, and I've spent enough time on each picture to make sure it happens again, because I will not follow them.
Keep them in the rhythm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Keep them on the scene. Oh, I went and followed all. I DM'd them. I was like, you guys are fucking awesome.
Did they respond?
No, not yet. But
it's not Kavanaugh, but just
no,
look up
said,
you University Miami basketball player sisters.
What's the name of the team?
The Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes. Yeah. Yes, the Hurricanes. And a lot of the women on that team are very good.
I mean, it's Miami University. The women there are like Cavender sisters.
Sorry.
It's also like, and I get it, right? All of these.
They're so fucking cute.
Yeah, the one on, I forget Pat, which one. There is one that's Pat's substantially like hotter, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think they're both pretty equally hot.
I don't know. They're both insane.
But Pat, can you pull up a video of like one of their plays? But like,
I've never seen them play basketball.
You've never seen?
No.
They're point guards. They're fucking great.
Do they play at the same time if they're the same position and
I've
same
only
person?
Seen like singular clips. I guess like I'm not like a diehard. Like if you sent me their schedule, maybe I can get involved. But I like,
I'll buy a cable package that shows their games. It'll have to be their local university channel.
I'm like, can you make your team like user friendly for me to consume?
You're the only one that wants to consume their team.
I don't think so because I've been sharing these clips. And it's like, Pat, you got to let her out. She sounds like a tortured beast in there. I can't stand it. It's like my stomach is turning. How do you not feel anything? Where's your compassion for Houston?
So Fresno State. So she used to be on Fresno State.
Pat, we don't want to watch fucking free throws or whatever. It's stupid.
I like the rhythm of her shot.
Look at her cute little ass.
Yeah. She also looks like she's had a glow up since Fresno State.
Go lay down. Sit. You better leave him. She's obsessed. She's going to be up your ass.
Oh. She just likes this couch because it's a basketball.
She would love to play the basketball. Mabel, go lie down, and I'll give you $100. Oh, shit. Look at her. She's a wolf.
Full destruction.
Look at.
I don't know if this is even her.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is. It's one of them.
I think they are both playing.
But this is before she was hot.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know?
Pat pulled up some really old footage.
Yeah. You before they hit the transfer portal, they were on Fresno State.
Get your stinking ass. Go lie
How
down.
Good?
Go lie down. Go lie down. Get. I'm going to knock you out. Do you hear me? Get over there. Go lie down.
How much of this do you trim down?
Pat, who told you to let her
out? Yeah, like look at her now. She's like ripped.
And tan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And her hair is like blonder.
Yep. Yeah, she went to hot camp.
But look how good she is.
A little lefty pass.
That was good.
Terrible shot.
For a civilian?
First of all, here's the thing. I've played against D1 women in basketball, and they're fucking incredible.
Okay.
Like, I got bodied by a chick that played for Manhattan, and that's low-level D1, and she was like a 5'3 point guard that just had incredible skill set. So I'm not diminishing that. They would beat the shit out of me, but
Are you fucking out of your mind?
Are you out of your mind, dude? Why are you trying to dominate me? I'm pushing you on your back now. Get out of here. What is happening? There's violence in your community. Get out of here.
She's in love with
you. All right,
you
can do that.
She's in love with you. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. There's hot breath under my ass.
Mabel, this is such a disgusting display. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Right.
Pat, why did you let her out? All right. You got
to
be right.
You told me to.
Pat, give me 60 seconds. Give me 60 seconds on my clock.
All right. What's this dog's name?
Mabel.
Mabel, what is it like being owned by Karen Feehan? Is there another one of you? Didn't that sound like another dog? Oh, I thought there was a dog scratching the wood floor. February 25th, Gramercy Theater, New York City. Tickets at MikeCannonComedy.com. This is the best.
That's why we booked the pros.
That's right. Just filling time with plugs that people are 15-seconding, fast-forwarding through.
Speaking of plugs, I think we should be nominated for an AVN award. You know what I mean? Our podcast is certainly sexually themed, whether, you know, because of the logo.
How are you not involved in that?
Like, how are you not hosting, because I'm not like hustling enough in that arena.
This is a sticking point for you lately, huh? You're auditing your own efforts because that's like the fourth time that hustle came up and you could tell she's like, you're in between. You're like, I should really be like doing more.
I think because like, I took yesterday off. I don't know. I just always feel guilty.
You just took one day off. What do you do on your day off?
I slept a lot yesterday. I'll be honest.
That's awesome.
I ate and I slept. I walked Mabel a ton. Of course, we were outside in the fucking rain playing with her fucking ball. She found a lacrosse ball she's really into. We met a little dog named Blue today.
Oh.
It was a little Sheltie. We played Frisbee. We met a, you know, it's just, we have a good time.
That's nice.
It's lame, whatever.
But that's why you're feeling, down career-wise, because you took a day off.
Took Sunday off.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I should be investing, you know, boyfriend time. I should be, like, improving my domestic skills.
Boy, that's for you. That's a you day.
I like baking, though. I should, like, do that. I should bake. I should fucking bake. I want to bake, like, protein cookies.
Yeah.
And just have those.
This podcast is absolutely an insight into what your brain is.
Yeah.
Because the subject matter switches so fast that I've taken moments to like try to connect the dots and I'm like, oh no, we're just on something new.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It was a compliment.
Ooh, yeah, like a ping pong brain.
But it's hard. It's hard.
Oh, nope.
It's hard to authentically portray that,
yeah,
and share that with the world. And I feel like you've done a good job at that.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I probably should be like open to like changing a little bit.
No, what would you do differently?
Oh, I don't know.
Remember when Esther Koo used to masturbate through her plugs?
No, she didn't.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
It was really funny, but it was like insanely hot. And also like I'd just be on the six train with a full bone just listening to her being like, and I'll be at the Hard Rock. Just like in some guy's face like from 6 inches away.
That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, it was very smart because I listened to 100% of her plugs. I didn't go to a single show. But,
but sometimes all you need is those listens, mm-hmm. You know?
I'm aware of her plugs.
Yeah.
But I don't think she does that anymore. But I was going to say, if you change your show, might be a thing to add.
I mean, I think I just want to invite more like porn stars. A porn star followed me on Twitter. My Twitter got hacked. When I was in the South, I think. I already said that. But I know, but like some porn star.
I wasn't going to stop you until you realized that you already talked about it.
I know. I forget his name, but he's like a...
Oh, it's a male porn star.
Yeah, it was like a, he's a black guy with a big black penis.
That's cool.
I totally recognize him from multiple different gangbangs and excellent scenes.
Gangbangs?
Yeah.
Are you into that?
I'm certainly into watching it. That was my thing for a long time.
It seems more... gangbangs are more like chokey than the other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just look for ones where the women is on, like they're not really enjoying it, which is...
Okay.
Is maybe like sad, but
no, I went through a period of that, but then I very consciously put my computer away for a while.
Oh yeah,
like I was like really liking like the purple face and then, like, you know, just gasping at the last glimmer of life.
No.
And I was like, okay, let's we've reached the end of where this is.
I
okay.
forget his name. There was one guy who was like the main like face fucker guy. It was like humped.
James Dean.
Oh, he's a good one.
He's just famously aggressive. That's the only reason I know.
He's a great one. There's another guy who, I don't know what his name is. Rob Humphrey. Rob
Kardashian.
He's
Rob
a
Kardashian.
He's a face fucking Armenian, that guy. No, I don't know. What is friggin' name? Hump. I'll remember. But yeah, it's just his thing. And girls line up. They're like, fuck my, like, so many of them. They're so beautiful.
What?
I like those.
Because I feel like, you know, I guess the asphyxiation part would be okay. But what is the turn on of that? Just the utter domination and like,
yeah, it's
helplessness?
Also what he says. Like, he talks a lot during it. He's like, good girl, take this chick. Like, he, like, gets you going.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, we like a performance.
I would just feel... I have, like, too much guilt. I don't think... Unless the like... Unless the girl, first of all, it couldn't be anybody that I liked, but unless, you know, she would have to just be like, no, like, and then like punch herself in the face or something.
You'd have to do it in wartime.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. Like we had, everybody was drafted and you had to do some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
You'd do it.
Then I could do it.
Yeah.
I could access that part of
it. Pat, you want to talk it? I thought you wanted
to. Yeah. I tried to cut off Mike on the road the other day.
Oh yeah, you did. I forgot. I was, dude. And there's no. So
I talk about not connecting the dots.
I don't know where that came from.
I'm just following the theme.
Yeah. So Pat's lucky in the sense that like the angriest and most hair trigger I ever am, which is me at my absolute worst, is on the road.
Yeah.
And I say and do some shit, which if I was in Florida, I would have been gunned down long ago. But I'm here, so it's different. But, like, Pat, I was right in front of the cellar,
well,
right?
The preface, I knew it was, I tried to do it on purpose.
Of course.
Yeah.
But the reason why, so this is so showbiz and phony of me, is the reason why I didn't snap or scream immediately is because I was in front of the Fat Black Pussycat. It's because I was near my place of work,
yeah.
And I don't want them to know who I really am.
Oh.
So I was like, excuse me?
I just saw getting so angry.
Gritted teeth, and then he's like, hey.
He's the worst. Did you hit his car? I would have rear-ended him.
No, it did cheer me up though. Once he did, like, you know, show
Express
who it
guilt?
Was. No, just he was like, it's me.
I'm a goof. With
it. Yeah, it was kind of a nice surprise.
I mean, like Aaron Berg shared like something about like Lewis freaking out in an Uber. Where they were. I was like, yeah. Every time I set foot in an Uber with Lewis, I was like, this could be it. Every time. He would fight everyone about nothing. It was so wild. Like we'd go over one bump and he's like, what the fuck? He's a maniac.
Yeah, I'm very much, I'm at the point where the idea of a confrontation really appeals to me. The moment that I'm in it.
I like fighting with the security. Sorry, go ahead. Finish.
No.
Go ahead, finish.
The moment that I'm in it, I'm just annoyed to be in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm like, fuck you. I'll fight you in a second.
No, why not?
And then they're like, okay. And I'm like, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
It's that.
I like a yelling match. I'm not interested in a physical fight. I do probably pop off more than I should because I'm usually fighting with men. I'm like, so it's not going to hit me. It's like, I'm a tiny woman. You're going to hit me? So
one day you're going to get snooky. Just absolutely annihilated. Do you remember? That's like what made them famous.
Yeah.
That one thing. Well, like, I think that gave them empathy.
Yeah.
It's like, they suck, but they don't deserve that.
That was fucked up.
Right?
We all were like, that was exactly the feeling. Like, oh, come on.
She's like 5'1".
Right, they're wasted little babies. Oh. You're going to hit them?
Dude, and that guy had thick fucking wrists. Like, I remember rewatching that. He was like some Irish teacher or something like that. I think he got fired, obviously, right after that. But his wrists, while he's like blankly looking at the shots on the bar,
yeah,
it's like Popeye shit.
He
it's
should like box nuts. And like rough and rousy as like the snooky puncher or something.
Holy shit. What a fucking idiot. It might be too long. It might be too late now.
Yeah, you're right.
But he 100%, if his life wasn't going anywhere, he should have just became Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah.
Like just a circus freak that would show up at, Rough and Rowdy's or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could fight under Jake Paul or something. It'd be great.
Yeah, I like getting in yelling matches with the security guards over here that work by the lawn.
Yeah.
Because there's signs all around the lawn that say no dogs. And I've just been bringing my dog there pretty much every day. And some days they say so, and some days they don't. And today they did. And they're like, there's no dogs. So I was like, I didn't know.
Oh, that's weird.
And then the guy goes, there's signs. There's signs everywhere. I was like, oh, I have I can't see signs.
blind to signs.
It's weird. It's like a shape. I can explain it to you. This is Mabel. She's a black shepherd mix. She's a 65-pound dog. Temperament's okay.
She might bite you. She might, especially if she feels that I'm being threatened.
Yeah. That's what I say. If any stranger's like, can I pet your dog? I'm like, she bites. So that's on. It's up to you.
That's how I got bit by a dog once. I didn't trust the owner. I'm like such a fucking idiot. So my buddy Corey, whose birthday is today.
Happy birthday.
He had two Dalmatians growing up. Ooh. Which like as a kid, you don't know that they're a cunty breed. Or
yeah,
at least I didn't know that.
It's a high-strung dog.
And they were like pretty friendly. The one older one like mostly stayed to herself and would let you pet her. And then the young one, Max, was like kind of a friendly, plucky little dog. And so I hadn't seen it in years, but I came back to his house and I was like, holy shit, this is Max. It's a full grown adult dog. And he's like, yeah, don't pet him. Like he's just fucked. You don't want to pet him. And I'm like, dude, I've known Max since he was 4 weeks old. What do you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, Max, what's up? And I went to, and he bit through my hand.
He's probably sick or something.
No, he was just a cunt. Yeah. I think he was just a cunt.
Yeah.
He bit through my hand. I was bleeding, and then I just like was like, yeah, I deserved every bit of that.
Yeah.
Like, don't put this dog down. I did that. I should be put down.
Yeah.
For not listening to the owner of a fucking dog.
Yeah. I interact with a lot of dogs, and it sometimes it can be like a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I saw a girl, her own dog bit her in the park, and her hand, like right through her hand, just bleeding everywhere. She's like, "Can you call my boyfriend?" And I was like grabbing my dog, who was like about to fight her dog for whatever reason. She's a wolf or whatever. She's like, "I'll fuck anyone up." She's full on psycho. But then I'm calling her boyfriend, and he took like 10 minutes to get there.
Good.
I was like, "Jesus!"
He's probably fucking in the somebody building. Else. Somebody with a full hand.
But anyway, that was kind of crazy. Stuff like that's like bound to happen, you know. It's kind of whatever. It comes to the territory.
Yeah, if you buy a dog, you're kind of buying an eventual bite. Like you're gonna
hopefully
get
not.
That.
Hopefully not.
Dude, I watched my buddy. He's actually not even close to my buddy. I don't like him actively.
Fuck him.
I actively do not like
me
this
neither.
Guy. There was a time where I was forced to be his friend because he dated my sister-in-law. But he had this all-black German Shepherd, beautiful
gorgeous.
Dog, and like trained
like
it Mabel. Was 1946.
Yes, like, yes, like yes, yes, yes.
Classically trained German Shepherd,
just like
even
Mabel.
Even ran
just
like a Nazi, like very light of foot,
yeah,
and just kind of
oh,
like
wow.
like scanning for Jews, and so our neighbor brought their pit bull over,
ooh.
Which was also pretty like well trained, but obviously both of them are like. Alpha aggressive
mm-hmm.
type dogs
mm-hmm.
and they
mm-hmm.
then what happened, one of the dogs was laying down and the other in an attempt to emasculate it stepped over it. Like you ever see that play where
yeah.
Allen Iverson crosses over Tyronn Lue, hits the fadeaway and then steps over him to go back on defense?
Me all day
in
I'm
the
like,
ultimate
oh, we watch
like
that b-ball clip again yeah.
ultimate fuck you right it's the best
yeah
so he I have to post a clip in 4 minutes
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he
yeah
so that's what the dog did. The dog Allen Iversoned to Tyronn Lue this dog and stepped on it over it while it was laying down, and the acme dust cloud of like cartoon fights, like
yeah.
Roadrunner fists, legs,
no!
like dust cloud spinning run, and no. there's no way to stop this because they are two fight to the death breeds.
I can't
fight to
what
the
happened?
Fucking death,
Michael. I can't handle that.
This
my
guy,
stomach is in knots.
Who I no longer like,
oh.
stuck his fucking hand in the middle
oh
of
my
them
God.
To grab his dog. Went and grabbed his fucking dog. And you goddamn right he was bit about 9 million times.
Yeah.
His fucking head looked like hamburger meat.
Jeez,
by the end of it.
I'm gonna throw up.
Just completely swarmed by these two killers.
I'm gonna throw
and,
up.
But it worked. It worked. It got them off of each other to onto him, and then they dispersed.
You're supposed to pull their legs.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like with a pit bull, it's finger in the asshole, or is that a shark?
That finger in the
asshole. Is that a shark?
Yeah, you know me and the sharks.
Yeah.
We're
gills, not the asshole. Shark? Do sharks have assholes?
You could look it up. I mean, Jesus.
That is
what
a
do we have
that
to...
is a Googleable.
Talk about a not classically trained producer.
sorry, I'm just pulling this up for when I do have to post.
Dude. Listen, this
do
is
whales
a,
and sharks have buttholes?
This is a loose format.
No. What the fuck? They also
do
not
shit?
Possess butt cheeks.
How do sharks shit?
So they have anuses.
What? But they don't have buttholes.
But is it so then difference? is it a non-tensed spout then?
Oh, it's like
like
a
there's
vent.
No sphincter or
it's
anything
like, a wide
like that.
Vent.
It's just
like
always
falls
open.
Out.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's like how a plane crop dusts.
Yeah, it's gross.
A shark just kind of unloads waste. Are you looking for shark shitting?
Look at how he's looking for his next tattoo. He's like, I like sharks. Tattoos. Like, he says ADD. all right, listen. We have to wrap this up.
I've had a lot of fun.
I
don't
know.
Have you enjoyed yourself?
I had a really good time, and I'm like, I hope Mike thinks like we accomplished enough. Like, I feel like... I don't know if we talked enough about like the world and events.
I think we tried to talk politics last time, didn't we? I think on
yeah,
your
we swung the vote.
Yeah, on your suggestion, you're like the world, man. It's just you know.
Like Elon Musk, dude,
fucking
Jeff Bezos, fucking
like,
Pete
yes.
Davidson,
oh,
Kim
man,
Kardashian,
Pete.
All of them.
That's
Taylor
right.
Swift, dude.
Who's
fucking
Pete dating that? Oh, his co-star.
Kanye, like, he's dating his co-star?
Yeah, from blood, 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 or
Thanks, Mike. Thanks. I just lost an hour.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Now I have to go research whoever that hoe is.
Great.
Remind everybody where they can follow you and check all your
shit. MikeCannonComedy.com for tickets, like to Gramercy Theater, February 25th in New York City. If you're even within 15 hours driving, you should come out to this. And I'm all over the road. I don't know where I'm going, but MikeCannonComedy.com for all of those. And here's the scenario, the podcast.
Thanks for listening. Like and subscribe.
It's only she is.